Hi, this is Christopher Edge, owner and operator of LA Edge Web Radio, along with my wife, LA. I want to thank you for tuning in to one of our special programs this evening, and hope you go to our website at LAEdgeWebRadio.com to check out more programming. Again, thank you for tuning in, and enjoy the show.
The following program may not be suitable for some listeners. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome to Generations of Gaming, video game talk with a twist of humor.
And welcome everybody to another night of Generations of Gaming. I'm here with Mr. B-Rad. How you doing, bud?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all the listeners. Turkey Day.
Thank you and all the listeners.
Hope you hope everybody got their fix of grub so you can all lay back and let that MSG kick in and feel nappy, and you bust a game out, and you just sit there for hours, just zoned out playing a game. So I hope it's one of those nights. Got a lot to talk about tonight, bud. We got all kinds of news that's coming out for the backwards compatibility for December. Pretty excited about it. And then we also have a lot of games that are dropping on the 29th of November, which by the time this show comes around next week, it will already have passed. So we're going to talk about that tonight, as well as great deals that are taking place on the Xbox Live Gold store right now. All kinds of deals. I actually took part in one of the deals, took advantage of it. My wife told me today, Merry Christmas early. So I was able to get Battlefield 1 and Titanfall 2 for $75. It's normally $149. So you save 50%. It's a great deal. It's a really great deal. But it's only for a limited time. So, you know, if people are contemplating the deal, if you don't have either game, like myself, I was waiting for EA Access or some great deal to come along before I really picked up both of these games because, you know, there were so many games that dropped. And that's something else we talked about that we said we mentioned, how we'd rate this gaming season with releases. Maybe we should kick off with that. How do you feel about this fall's game releases?
Definitely like high up there. Like one of the best months of like releases I've seen in a good long while.
Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of games drop. You have Battlefield 1, you have Titanfall 2, you have Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, and Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare Remastered. You have Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah.
You've got, I don't want to leave any of them out. You go back a little bit, you have Skyrim, you know, Remastered. You have Forza 3, you know, Forza Horizon 3. You have all these great games that dropped, and then you've got other ones that everybody's looking forward to, new Gears, and did the new Gears drop? It didn't drop yet, right?
I'll look that up right now, because I don't believe so, but don't take my word on it.
Okay, Brady looks that up, let's talk about, I'll talk about how I rate it. I was telling Brady before the show, we were talking a little bit on Xbox Live Party, and because we usually do that each week before the show, we'll jump on Party Chat and just talk a little bit. And I told him, I said, you know, I would rate this up there like an 8.9 out of 10 for game release schedule. I think there's been a lot of games that dropped, a lot of games that people have been waiting for. I think that was the thing that really captured it with Skyrim and Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, two of my personal favorites. And I know a lot of people that are also gamers that I know and that I may not know and do not know, but I know there's a lot more people out there that have two of those as they're the top of that holy grail of please remaster these games list. So I would give it a high rating. I think they did a really good job this year. As much as I don't like crowded game release seasons or quarters, the games that they released, I think they're all really, really good.
I agree.
You know, like you and I, we get on late, late at night, you know, midnight, 2 a.m, whatever. And, you know, we'll game and sometimes we'll game up. Sometimes we'll just play whatever and just sit here and talk about games. And I've been really liking the new Call of Duty for Modern Warfare Remastered. Shocker. I'm sure people out there like Dakman and other people are going, "Ooh, that's a surprise." Cause I was such an advocate for the original. But you know, the one thing about Call of Duty 4 Remastered that I really, really like, and I know I said it on past episodes and I'm probably beating a dead horse here, but I just to be able to have that boots to ground combat, you know, no wall walking, no jetpacks, no Halo jumping, no Destiny jumping, flipping around, whatever, you know, it's just, it's just on the ground, guns up, blazing out, you know, and regardless if there's noobtubers, you know, let's be honest, people. Brothers of Mayhem were one of the revolutionaries of the new tubes. You all can argue with us about it. We had every spawn down to where at least one of us was going to take out three or more people with a tube on any given map. So that was back when Call of Duty 4 first came out that we did that. So, I mean, if you get tubed and you see one of our names, sorry, but it's part of the game. And just laugh it off and be like, all right, I won't go that way next time. You know, like I do. I used to get so mad and angry. Like, people get so mad and angry anymore. And, I don't know anymore because with the party chat option, you don't have to listen to the lobby talk anymore, which is great. But, you know, I do see the mics light up a lot during Call of Duty. Once you kill somebody, you know, you'll see, boo, you know, and it's just like, okay. But you know, I really think it looks great. Not a lot of changes to the original feel of the mechanics and the weaponry and the perks. I mean, they kept everything the same, just glammed it up with the next gen resolution and graphics. One thing that we did point out, though, that a lot of people have been talking to me about is that they noticed that, like, claymores and noob tubes, nades, they seem to have a stronger blast radius for some reason.
Oh, wow.
Like claymore, like, well, even the bomb explosion on Search and Destroy, like, fire. And I know there's a lot of Call of Duty people out there that know what I'm talking about. And those people that they hate Call of Duty who are just telling me to shut up right now, but just deal with it for 30 seconds. I'll be done. But there's a map called Crossfire that there's a bus sitting by the bomb plant. Well, you can go like into this little market off to the left of it and hide inside, or you can hide outside behind like crates of fruit or whatever the heck it is. And usually, you know, you used to be protected there. You take some damage, but now if you hide there and the bomb explodes, you'll die. Like they've really, really upped the explosion. Yeah. The explosive detonation radius is definitely a lot more effective and a lot larger now. But that's my rant. I give it a thumbs up. There's Call of Duty 4 people out there who have been contemplating if you wanted to get it, Infinite Warfare, so you could play this. Make sure, like we said, get the Legacy or higher editions if you want Call of Duty Remastered. I highly recommend it. I love it. I think it's a fun freaking game. Just because it's back to the roots of when I started gaming multiplayer. You know, well, technically, I started Halo 2, but Call of Duty 4 was one of my all-time favorite multiplayer-type games, just because it was more fair. You know, you didn't have somebody dropping down on you after they ran sideways on a wall for 60 yards. I mean, it's like, come on, man. Like, yeah, it's just, come on.
I've seen videos where, like, they'll start the match and won't touch the ground until, like, 3 minutes into the match, and it's like, how is that even, like... What are you doing? You're just jumping around the whole time.
Right. And here's a question that I like brought up to Mike. Mike B. Bad. Was I said, you know, what are these developers going to do, let's say 10 years, 15 years from now? Because they're already covering the space stuff.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
it's
almost like they're overkilling the futuristic stuff right now. So does that mean everything's going to go back to modernized in 10 to 15 years?
Oh my God,
it's like
ridiculous.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, how much further can you go with it? The only thing I could really think of is if they start introducing different planets, you know, or something of that nature.
Yeah, I was about to say start making their own future just for
right.
the game. Like, that's, no.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, I can see Call of Duty, the new Call of Duty series, trying to fill that Halo void. I really see them trying to do that. They want to be that game. But when you have competitive games like Destiny, Gears of War, Battlefield, it's really hard for people to turn down those other games to jump on a game that's just simply the same thing every time one's released. So I know I hate a lot on the series, but it's like, come on, guys, you know. Give us, like, some Vietnam, or give us some Korean War, or, you know, Desert Storm. Give us something, man. Like, don't keep – they're taking us to places that we don't even know if they're ever going to exist. And that's the one thing about games that's great, the science fiction aspect. But at the same time, they're going to start running out of material. And only so many times they can take the campaign to space. There's only so many times that they could take – the multiplayer to the levels of the jetpacks. And I mean, it's just basically going to be anti-gravity in the future where you're just floating around shooting people. I mean, it's basically what it's going to be.
Floating around through the air.
Yeah, it's going to be like the Jetsons, you know, the Jetsons of Call of Duty.
They need to put a hold on the future and like go back. And fill all those holes, like go back to like horse and like sword fighting, like.
Well, see, and that's what I like, yeah, about Skyrim, you know, Skyrim Remastered. I'm so disappointed. I haven't really had a lot of time to really put some time into it
I haven't really heard if you've been on that lately.
Yeah, like, I made it through the opening, you know, the opening scene where you have to escape from being executed and when the dragon attacks. Yeah, I made it through all that, and I made it to Winter Run, yes. And I also made it to White Run. I made it to White Run and talked to the Yol. But I really didn't do much after that. I just I think I left my guys standing in a market or something. I don't even know. But I mean, it looked great. I mean, the flowers, the landscape, I mean, everything looks so crisp. I think that they did a really good job. And, you know, hats off to Bethesda. You know, Bethesda Games you know, we talk about them more and more each time we have an episode because those guys are starting to break stuff revolution-wise. I mean, look at the Fallout series.
I was about to say Fallout.
Yeah, I mean, they've taken it to mobile, you know, where they have the Fallout Shelter stuff that you were telling me about on mobile, which is it's pretty cool. But you know, I mean, you look at like Rockstar, you know, Rockstar is, to me, is probably the top gaming company in my perspective of gamers.
It's obvious.
Yeah. Like they're up there. Bethesda, I put right up there along with Rockstar, or not quite as high as Rockstar, but I put them right up there. Very, very close.
They got a little, two spots below maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, but overall, yeah, it's been a great season of games. I did play the Battlefield 1 beta. You were talking about go back old school. If you like old school type military games, Battlefield 1 is awesome. I mean, don't let the guy with the cape on the ad fool you. I don't know why they use that. They should have put a guy there with like a military helmet or something from the era which just takes place. Because that just looks like a superhero with a weird looking pistol. But overall, I played the beta. I liked it. I thought it was really, really, really well thought out. The maps are humongous. What was it? Mike, I think, timed himself running on foot on one map, and it took him over 3 minutes to get to the other side.
Jesus, that's good.
They're big maps. I mean, there's a train that runs through the middle of the one map that you can take over, and it has fire support, like cannons and machine gun fire. Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. It's a really cool game. I really liked it. I'm glad that I was able to snag it on this deal because I really enjoyed Battlefield 1. I thought it was – it just looks great. The graphics are incredible. I love the World War One, World War Two era of battle. And it's really, really cool.
How long did Black Friday go on for?
I believe there's 3 or 4 days left on it, I think. I can't tell because I already got it. It used to tell me but if you go to the Black Friday banner on Xbox, either at the Xbox Gold Live store or mine's on the homepage on the right. It just says Black Friday.
Yeah, that's where I just went to.
And then it's under new and hot. And there's stuff you can save up to 40% on new games. They have deals where you can get 50 to 60%. They have like mythic quests for stuff like The Witcher and that you can get for 25 to 67% off. Various journeys.
Yeah, The Witcher is like $20.
Yeah, man. Like there's some great deals going on right now. So for any of those gamer parents like myself who have, you know, just a son or a daughter or multiple children who game and you were thinking about maybe getting them some stuff ahead of time, hey, you know,
definitely
you might want to think about
do that now.
Yeah, you might want to think about going in and going to their Xbox and buying something for them or getting them a Microsoft points card or something of that nature so they can get it. But with that said, people are probably saying, well, why aren't you buying that for Brady? Brady knows what he's going to get for Christmas, so Brady's going to be set. Brady's going to be good to go. But all kinds of deals. I mean, even if you're not interested, go look at some of the deals that Xbox Live has really put together. At least give the respect to go check them out because they really
–
5 days. Okay. So 5 days left on that deal.
The Battlefield 1 and Titanfall. No, 5 days remaining, and it's a total 50% off from $149.99 to $75.5.
Yep.
Enjoy your special gold member discount, which is nice.
Yeah, pretty awesome, right? Some pretty cool
stuff. Yeah, that's.
I mean, you're talking.
I don't know.
The price
that's
is cut
deal.
In half.
That's a big deal.
I mean, it came out to what, $37.50 each game, roughly, if you split them in half. Like that's worth buying it. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, $37.50 a game, and they're like, just came out.
Yeah. Now, we're gonna move into game releases, upcoming game releases. November 22nd, which is 2 days ago. I just want to give a little respect to this game that dropped on Xbox One and PS4. It's called We Sing. Don't know what that is, but it dropped. So, but on November 29th, there's 4 big titles dropping. Well, not big titles, but I would consider them recognizable titles. You have Darksiders War Mastered Edition drops on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. Final Fantasy 15 drops Xbox One, PlayStation 4. The Crew Calling All Units on Xbox One. And then Watch Dogs 2 drops on PC for all you PC gamers out there. And The Crew Calling All Units also on the 29th is for PC as well as the two consoles. So Final Fantasy 15, I know a lot of people are excited about that. I'm sure my buddy Mark, Fire and Blood, I was in the Marine Corps with, I'm sure he is just ecstatic. He was such a huge Final Fantasy head and used to talk about that all the time. So I'm sure he is super, super excited about Final Fantasy.
Yeah, this is apparently completely different too.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I never got into the Final Fantasy series because me, when it first dropped on like Nintendo, it was like, I don't know, man. It was... Did it? Yeah, it dropped on Nintendo originally, right? I don't want to sound like an idiot here. I'm pretty sure it dropped on Nintendo first.
I'm pretty sure it did, yeah.
But it was so different in role-playing RPG style that I just couldn't get into it at the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to give respect to Final Fantasy. Let's see here. Final Fantasy, I'm looking it up. Why don't you tell everybody about... What do you want to tell everybody about?
Well, we actually forgot about the backwards compatibility for Skate 3.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell everybody about that while I look this up.
Well, it's backwards compatible now. It was...
Yeah, have you had a lot of time to blog into that? Like, what do you think of it?
I mean, they didn't really do anything. I mean, it's the same thing as all the glitches are there as before, but it's Skate 3, and I have been wanting to play it for about 5 years, 4 years.
And you know what's crazy about some of the backwards compatibility games? And real quick, yeah, Final Fantasy was originally released on NES, so... it did start there. But the cool thing about some of the backwards compatibility games, though, are the way that they might be so much older, play them, you kind of forget about worrying about the next-gen graphics and all that other stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
you weren't looking
for details and stuff like that. It's like, I get to play this game, you know? The backwards compatible graphics of the back gen doesn't really bother me as much.
Affect it, yeah. As I thought it was going to.
Right, right. Because, and I think it's because in our mind we know it's an older game and it's not next gen, so we kind of accept that already.
The, yeah. Just the fact of playing it kind of overrides that, though.
Right, right. Because there have been some backwards compatibility games that I've sat there, man, and I've like... Do I really want to hit this button to confirm getting this free game? And then when I go in there to play it, I'm like, oh God, this is terrible. You know, so there are those games, but there aren't a lot of them. There are not a lot of them. I have to say that, you know, and I probably thought the same thing back when it wasn't backwards compatible, when it was considered that generation's game. But for the most part, the little bit of Skate 3 that I did get to play, it was fun. I do miss Skate 2, though. I'm sorry I have to say
it. Yeah, Skate 2 is way better than Skate 3.
Oh, man, I love Skate 2. I logged a lot of time into Skate 2. And
it was just better.
They had the mega ramp, like, arena and all. I mean, I loved going in there and... I was just always a Hall of Meat fan, even though I lost all the time. I just thought it was awesome. I just thought it was the coolest thing to do. And for people that aren't familiar with Hall of Meat, it's basically a mode where they start you at the top of like either a drop in or something, and the idea is to try to see how much damage you can inflict on your skater to get the highest total.
It started from a Thrasher, the skate company. They actually have a segment of Hall of Meat, real crashes. They're not crashes, but bails from skaters. Like my friend Darius, he was on there because he fell really bad.
Really?
Yeah. It's
wow.
Actually, like,
so it's
kind of
like they're paying homage to Thrasher.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like their way of
Thrasher's
giving a little nod of respect.
Thrasher's Hall of Meat's the challenge.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that's what originated from. So that's cool. I like whenever like companies and developers of video games do that. Like they'll implement real life stuff into their games to kind of just give a little bit of respect.
For all the brands, like
it's
kind of
cool.
Brands and everything. Like,
yeah, yeah. I always thought that was pretty cool when they did stuff like that. Now you were mentioning backwards compatible. Oh, man. All right, folks. I don't know if you're sitting down, standing up, laying down, drunk, high, whatever you are. you guys got to clear your mind, because a game is coming out on backwards compatible, or sorry, backwards compatible games with gold, for the month of December, that I played it to the point of where I completed every challenge, every mission, everything that you could do in the game, I completed. On December, well, let's start with December 1st first, and then we'll build up to that one. So games with gold for December 2016. December 1st through the 31st, Xbox One. Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition. On December 1st through the 15th, on Xbox 360 backwards compatible for Xbox One, Outland, which was a 360 game. I'm not very familiar with Outland. I will have more information for that next week. Because next week we can focus on these games, since they'll be dropping like the day, a day or two after we have the show.
Yeah, I'm not really
so.
Too familiar with it either.
December 16th through January 15th, Xbox One, is a game called Outlast. Now, folks, true generations of gaming followers, supporters, fans, what have you. If you remember back to an episode that I had many, many months ago with Halo from Ink Master Season 4, he was the guest, big gamer. He mentioned this game, and he said it was one of the most scariest games he's ever played in his life. Because you're in the dark. And basically you're in the dark the entire game.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he said it's pretty freaky. So I'm going to download it. I don't think I'm going to play it right away, but I'm definitely going to download it. I mean, you got to take advantage
right
of every free game with gold, guys and girls out there that are listening. Whether you like it or not, download it. Because once you install it, you can uninstall it, have the memory go to the cloud, but that game is always going to be able to be downloaded when you take advantage of it when it's free. You don't have to ever worry about going back in and having to pay for it. If you download it when it's free and you have it either in the cloud or on an external hard drive or on your internal hard drive, you can play it. So
whenever.
It's not just free during that certain time. It's free during that certain time, but if you download it, you can play it any time. It's not just between the dates that it's available. So some people were a little confused about that. Not a lot, but there were some out there that didn't really completely understand games with gold. So it's just Xbox's way of giving us two games a month, saying, hey, here you go, guys. Thanks a lot. Now, the game I've been wanting to talk about. On December 16th through the 31st, Xbox 360 backwards compatible for Xbox One will offer for free Burnout Paradise. Now, I don't know how many people out there like Burnout Paradise, but I went as far as buying some of the car packs so I could get like street rods and stuff. Like, I loved that game.
Nice.
So yeah, Burnout Paradise was so much fun. For those people who've never played it, download it. Between December 16th and the 31st, it's free, no excuses. Check out Burnout Paradise. I'm telling you, it is a fun, fun game. You'll have a blast playing that game.
Paradise City is the theme song.
Yeah, Paradise City of Guns N' Roses, right. Yeah, it's a driving game, but it's one of those where you just basically crash and get points. I mean, it's just fun. It's so much fun. it's a blast. It really is. Now it says, as usual, we got to remember, all games featured on the Xbox 360 are available to play on the Xbox One due to Microsoft's backwards compatibility program. So that's telling me that if in games like Outland, which we're not very familiar with at the beginning of December, and then Burnout Paradise in the middle of December, both of those games, then the way I take it is once they're available on games with gold, they're on the backwards compatible list. I think. I think.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
And I mean, there's over 280 games, guys, on backwards compatibility on Xbox One. Over 280. So just go to Xbox, you know, go to Google or Safari, whatever you have on your smartphones or on your tablets or laptops, PCs, whatever, and just look up Xbox Xbox One backwards compatibility games, and it'll take you into probably the Xbox website, maybe something from GameSpot or Major Nelson, and it'll give a whole list of the entire list of games that's on there. There's a lot of cool ones, so. A lot of cool arcade ones. You know, I wanted to kind of talk about those.
Oh, yeah.
They brought back a lot of my favorites that I had when I was on 360, like Frogger, Pac-Man, Dig Dug,
Frogger,
you know. Yeah, Centipede, Millipede. Like, I'm old school 1980s arcade fan. So being able to play Centipede, Millipede, Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, Frogger, Dig Dug, all those games that I used to go into an arcade and play when I was your age, I'm now able to play on my television, which is just crazy to me. So it's
that
a little bit of a mind.
Crazy to think about.
Yeah, because I mean, you think about it. When I was your age, we didn't have internet. There was no internet
right,
when I was
now,
your age.
Like,
no cell phones. Right.
Oh my
I mean,
God.
if we want to make a phone call. They had phone booths where you had to go, you know, at the mall up there, your mall
yep.
that you have before the major corporation took over half of it. We're not going to name drop unless they want to give us sponsorships. But there used to be pay phones, you know, every, you know, 20, 30 yards or something where you could make a phone call. Center Court, they had one there. And you had to use quarters and whatnot to make phone calls. Or you were at your house and you had phones that, you know, had cords on them. They either hung on the wall or they sat on a table. We had no, you know, cordless phones or there were car phones, but they were ridiculous. They were phones that were in cars that had cords on them. It was the dumbest thing ever. yeah. But there were cordless phones, but the antenna on them... It looked like a car antenna by the time you got it fully extended. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you think about it. Our only way of gaming back then was with, you know, first-gen consoles with, like, Nintendo, Sega, TurboGrafx-16, you know, to name a few of that generation because that was post ColecoVision, Neo Geo, Atari. You know, that was post that. In that day, we had arcades. I don't even think you remember this, but here's a prime example of just to give you an idea. Before the major corporation took over half of that mall, there used to be like a place called Corner Cafe, and down to the left of it was an arcade called the Dream Machine, and that place was the place to be on the weekend. I mean, you'd
really?
Walk in there, and I'm not even lying. You walk in there, and every single game was taken, and somebody had quarters stacked. It didn't matter if it was a stand-up console, skee ball. It didn't matter. Time Killers, whatever. That was my game. I loved Time Killers. But, you know, everybody gamed, you know, and everybody just used the arcade because consoles back then – may not have really seemed like a lot, but when you really look at the cost of living and the average income of that time, consoles were a lot of money. And so a lot of people really couldn't afford them. Not to mention the fact that with NES, when it first came out, I remember there were not a lot of games to choose from. So it was tough to really get into console gaming outside of arcade gaming because of the fact that the price for a home gaming console was so much more expensive than just taking a few bucks to the arcade and cashing it in the dollar changer. You know, I mean, people just, they preferred to just spend $3 or $4 at the arcade rather than going and dropping 50, 60, 70 bucks on a gaming console.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the way we gamed back then. You know, I mean, that was our thing. So to be able to play all those games on backwards compatibility, it just brings back a lot of memories, you know, like when I first played Frogger, on this generation's console. It was like I played, it was like playing it, like I didn't lose a step with it. I've started using the exact same pattern to get across the road, to get across the water that I did when I played it back in the arcade. So it's really cool how some things stick with you. And whenever I saw that they're offering some arcade type games like that, I was really, really, I was pretty stoked about it. So I know I gave like a whole big Kevin Smith comic book men spiel there, but which is one of my favorite shows. I love comic book men. I think it's awesome. One of these days you and I, Brady, are going to take a road trip to Red Bank and we're going to go to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash and see it. So
nice.
I think that'd be awesome.
I'm down.
but yeah, but I mean, you know, people ask all the time, you know, why are you so down on PlayStation? Why are you, you know, so pro Xbox? And the fact of the matter is, I'm not so down on PlayStation. It's just Xbox offers me everything that I prefer to have or desire for my gaming experience. You know, Xbox Live, $60 a year. When you look at everything you get for it, with it,
yeah,
I mean,
you get what? Almost
worth,
like 5 games a month? That's 60 games a
well,
year.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I would say, just to be fair, I'd say 2 to 3 games a month free. But even that,
well, they always have the two. Yeah, true.
Because they always drop some like the middle of the month to the middle of the next month.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, half. It's almost like an entire month is taken up between 2 months there because the months overlap with the time that the game's released, or is available. But yeah, but I mean, you know, you get a lot of games that some people might not like because they're indie. You know, like The Escapist, you know, I looked at it when I first saw it. I'm like, oh God, but you know, you said you should try it. It's pretty cool. So I gave it a whirl and it wasn't too bad. I mean, it wasn't something that I could sit there and play for hours, but it definitely was something that if you just had like, you know, oh, hey man, I got 20 minutes to kill. I just got out of the shower, 20 minutes to kill before I go to work. I'll grab a PB&J and I'll throw in some Escapist. It's one of those games.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to get like a little gaming fix before you head out the door, you could easily turn it on, do something, and then be done.
Yeah. I just like that you could, like, people would be like, hey, I need you to go shake him down, man. And they're like, go, you know, go take care of him, and I'll give you this, like, this shoe. And it's like, all right, cool, I needed a shoe.
right. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I mean, The Escapist is one of those indie games that, they almost took it to a different level. It was kind of cool. It reminded me a lot of playing like old school NES, or Atari, even to the point of almost like an elevator action or,
it's like a modern touch.
Yeah. But with a more indie, modern indie twist to it. It's kind of fun. The Escapists are pretty fun. But I'm stoked to check out Burnout Paradise.
Outlast.
Sleeping Dogs. That one actually looked kind of interesting to me. It's free, so why not?
It's worth the download for free. It's not worth paying for it, but it's worth being free.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, like about it's not worth paying for, but it's worth downloading for free. We talk about that a lot, about a lot of games that are offered
actually,
to purchase.
Speaking of it, we do.
Right, because like, look at Mirror's Edge Catalyst. When it was about to come out in the spring, and one of the episodes in the spring summer episodes in that time frame, I was raving about because I thought it looked so cool, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to check this out. But I didn't get it. Something told me not to, so I went with my gut. It's already available through EA Access Vault to play for
already free
if you belong to EA Access. So it's like, cool. Well, I got that for free too. You know, so I mean, people need to kind of do a little more research. If they're people like yourself who were involved with PlayStation and are involved with Xbox, and you know, there's a lot of people out there that still think PlayStation's so much better, and people on Xbox think Xbox is so much better. It's just to each his own. Whatever you're happy with, do it. You know, don't stick with the system because of friends or whatnot. If there's something you want to play, don't let anything hold you back from being able to experience it. You know, I mean, like Raining Blood. You know, Drew, he's thinking about buying a PlayStation 4 just to be able to play No Man's Sky. And I told him, I'm like, well, before talk to Brady, because Brady played it. And he can give you some pointers on that.
I actually just saw something the other day about it that they also debunked about the game. They said that all their planets were Earth-sized. Like, Earth-sized is 5,000 hours to walk across easily.
Right.
And there's a guy that walked halfway across one planet in 12 hours. So there's a lie right there. Your planets are not Earth-sized.
So the planets take 24 hours to walk across.
Yeah.
Wow.
So a whole day to walk across the whole planet instead of it being like it was supposed to, which is 5,000 hours. So they just hyped it up too much and made too many like promises that they knew they couldn't fulfill.
Kind of like the last season of Lost, the TV show. They hyped it up and basically...
Oh, really?
Spoiler alert! The people were exactly what all the viewers thought from the beginning, so...
Wow.
Yep, they lied to us then. They said, nope, that theory you fans have, that's not true. Well, it was. So.
Oh my god, at least write a new one, like...
Yeah, well, you know, with the show Lost, and getting off track a little bit, but with the show Lost, it was ABC basically told them, we know that you have two seasons on your contract left, but you're going to have to cut those two seasons down to one and end it. So they had to put two seasons worth of stuff on the shelf and basically try to take it apart and reconfigure it to make it make sense. But yeah, that was one that I wish could have just been like a there was a show out called Jericho.
I remember that.
One of my favorite, it was 2 or 3 seasons max, but I loved I just loved that show. Really, really good show. And it was one of those shows where I'm like, man, you know, it'd be so cool if somebody like a Hulu or a Netflix would pick it up and continue the season on their own, you know, find a studio that would be willing to work with them, get the rights for it and continue it. I think it would just be one of the, I think that's what Lost should have been. I think that, they should have ended it with a to be continued, you know, or something of that nature, and leave us hanging until they could really finish it the way they wanted to, because it had a lot of potential. It really did. But that's mainstream media, man. You don't get the ratings, you're cut.
Oh, yeah.
But thank goodness that's why podcasting is so much better, because we can pretty much have a show on Thanksgiving night, and I didn't get to have the political show last night, everybody, real quick. I want to apologize. I have no excuse other than the fact that it was medically related, and I could not host the show last night. I had no emotional desire. I was pretty beat down, having a lot of back pain. So my apologies, but it will be back next week. And maybe we'll even have a double episode special to make up for missed episodes. So stick around. The Chalk Line of a Nation political talk will be back. Generations of Gaming is here. I know we've been away for a little bit. Same thing. But we are here. We're talking all kinds of cool stuff. If you're just tuning in, we announced that Burnout Paradise will be backwards compatible in December, mid-month. Sleeping Dogs will also be out. Outlast will also be. Wait, did I say backwards compatible?
Yes.
Sorry. Those are games with gold. The games with gold will be Sleeping Dogs, Outlast, Outland, and Burnout Paradise for December into January. So, some cool games coming out for December, Christmas time. Perfect. You know, get your ho-ho-ho on and open up your gifts and then go play some games, you know? I mean, that's the next holiday to talk about. Thanksgiving has officially 2 hours and 15 minutes left, so time to look at Christmas, which I like Christmas, though, man. I just like – I like the lights. I like the music.
You
know, I do, too, but I don't think it will be. Mother Nature seems to be a dirty, dirty bee like that at times. But, but yeah, a white Christmas would be really cool. But I don't know. I mean, that's what we had lined up for tonight's show. The new Xbox One backwards compatible game, Skate 3. If you're a big Skate fan, it is now available. I believe it's $9.99. Might be on sale now, though, with it being specials.
I don't know. Let me check, because last time I checked, they realized what they did, and they were like, no, we're going to bump this back up to $11.99.
Oh, so I got a deal. I got it for $9.99 before they caught it.
Yeah, I went and bought it from the store, so I paid $16.
Ah. Oh. You know what you need to start doing? If you're going to trade in games, start trading them in towards gift cards, and then turn around and use the gift cards for Microsoft points.
True.
Because then whenever deals like the Battlefield 1, Titanfall 2, $75 deal, that's something else we talked about at the beginning of the show for people who may be catching up late. Battlefield 1, Titanfall 2 is cut in half on price from $149.99 to $75 right now for both games for 5 more days on the Xbox Live Store. Go check it out. Great Black Friday deal. And speaking of Black Friday real quick, I want to say to all you maniacs who are going to go out to Black Friday and stand in the cold, just shop online, man.
Just shop online.
It's not worth it. It's not worth the sniffling. Yeah, it's not worth the standing there in line with your arms crossed because you're freezing with your beanie cap or toboggan on your head and, you know, your winter coat. It's just miserable. Don't go out there. It's a madhouse. I dread Black Friday because it's one of the days of the year where people forget about the holidays and won't go right back to thinking about themselves. And I hate it. It's like Thanksgiving lasts for one day and that's it. So I hate the way that everybody goes back to just being like, oh, I need to get that. I need to get that. Let me push this old woman over so I can take it. You know, I hate that stuff.
For real, like, too. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
You don't need to.
I mean, it's not a matter of life and death if you don't get that plasma TV or that LED or 4K. although they are nice, I will admit. My wife spoiled me and got me one. They are nice. But
4K?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've had it for a little while, though. Got it earlier this year. But I love it. The other TV that we had died. It just finally ended. Yeah. That real big model one that we had, we had that thing forever. Yeah, I think we bought that in like 2003, 2004.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so, you know, it was time for a little bit of an update. But yeah, it's really nice. I mean, I love it for gaming. That's the main reason why I was looking at this, because the clarity is phenomenal for gaming. And one thing I want to talk about, too, anybody out there who's listening who has had experience with Turtle Beach headsets, kind of disappointing them, write us at laedgewebradio@gmail.com. Let us know if you've experienced, too, because in the last 6 months, I have had two pairs of Turtle Beach Stealth 500Xs, one of them the piece on the headset between the earpiece and the actual head part, the band or whatever, snapped. And then the other one that I bought to replace it just decided to stop working. So, yeah. So now I'm using my Astros, older set of Astro A40s. Not a big fan of not having wireless. I miss my 500 Stealth. Man, I love that headset. They were comfortable. They were convenient.
Nice.
Just so convenient to be able to walk around with your headset on and not have to carry a stupid controller with you. But it's a bit of a step back for me having wires again. But I love my Astros. They're very comfortable. I like them. I think I'm going to stick with Astros from this point forward. I'm a little disappointed with Turtle Beach.
Wow.
And I think that Astro is going to be the new company I go with headset type of stuff. Turtle Beaches have crossed me the last time, and I'm not going to go that route anymore.
I mean, two in 1 year, that's a little...
Right. You know, and it's not the fact that I'm being nitpicky or being a bitch about it, sorry, but it's the fact that those headsets cost $250.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna make a headset that costs that much,
make it thorough.
Man. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even going to go into my quality quantity speech.
Like,
yeah, that's the thing. See, the thing, when I was a kid, man, like, they made stuff tough. They made stuff to last. I mean, we still have a blender.
Yeah.
We still have a blender that my grandmother gave us that she
used. My grandfather still has a blender that he has. It still works perfectly fine.
Exactly. And see, that's the problem, is back in the day when products were made, it was more for quality than quantity. Now it's mass produced. See how many we can push out, and they're cheaply made.
How much money we can make. Yep.
But then they charge the price up, and then we buy these products, and they're crap. You know, they're literally crap. Like, my Astro headsets actually have metal on them. They're reinforced. It's like titanium or something. So where the piece broke on the Turtle Beaches, it's plastic. These actually have, like, titanium rods there, so they're not breaking.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I break those, then I'm doing something seriously wrong with gaming. I mean, that's just, all right, enough, Chris. You know, you need to put the gaming thing down. You're freaking headsets every week. This is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Just shattering to pieces.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's just the fact that if you want my business, then you're going to have to give me products that keep me coming back. You know, I'm not going to buy products that continuously break and say, I'm going to stick with this company. I'm just not going to do it. You know,
yeah,
would you take your car to a car wash that scratched it, you know, every time you took it there? Like, no,
yeah,
you would take it to
seriously.
The car wash one time. Bitch the people out because it scratched your car. Try to get some kind of, you know, settlement or something to make up for the damage, and you'd never go back there again. So why would I go back to a headset company that has let me down now twice in the same year with the same type of headset? I can't do it, man. It's just, I can't keep feeding these people money if they're not going to give me good quality products. And, you know, and
exactly.
People might say, oh, well, gaming, it's just a hobby. Yeah, it is a hobby. You know, for some people, it's a lifestyle. There are professional gamers. And
I was about to say, some people, it's a career. Like,
right.
They get paid.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, so, you know, they get sponsors. So they have, like, the really, really nice headsets. But,
yeah.
You know, but for people like yourself and myself, people listening that are just consumers, we can't have crap products and continue to give you a good name. Like, I used to speak so highly of Turtle Beach.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Because
they
of
used
this,
to be the top brand.
Yeah, but now I'm like, put a little time into your headsets, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, it's wireless. Great. That's awesome. That's an awesome, awesome option. I love it. Keep it up. But give us some reinforcement. You know, give us some good quality product. Not some plastic recycled crap that you molded down to make in shape to a headset. It's just, that's
yeah,
not
exactly.
The way to do it. So that's my rant for the evening, folks. But I mean, seriously though, it's just, it becomes to the point of where you don't want to follow the repetitive pattern of continuing to stick your faith into a company who continuously lets you down. I'm not going to do it. So I'm happy with my Astros until they let me down. But I love these Astro A40s. It comes with the mix amp, so I could turn the game volume up, turn the voice volume up. It's got all different types of bass boost, all kinds of different surround sound options. So I really like it. It's just I miss the wireless. So, you know, when we're on late at night gaming, bud, and I'm like, I'll be right back. That's just because I have to mute my headset and I can't take it with me anymore. But yeah, but hey, everybody. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to talk about tonight? I think we covered a lot.
We covered the game.
Coming
I
upcoming game releases.
Down at my phone, checking to see how far in we were, and it was only 23 minutes, and I was like, Jesus, we covered like half of what we like talked about earlier.
Right. But yeah, a lot of people might be saying, why did you name this episode? Did he really just say that? Because I'm getting ready to really just say this. If you're one of these little punks who decides you're going to get on Xbox and steal somebody's account or you know, hack into their stuff or tell them all I joined your party. Now you're going to get hacked. You know, look, guys, it's a gaming system. Okay? It's supposed to be fun. It's meant for entertainment. If your life is so miserable that you have to get on a gaming system and threaten to hack people, and I only say this because I've had this have people say this to me, within this year. Then just do us all a favor. Go trade in your gaming console. All right. Go buy yourself a scooter, like one of those push along little scooters you could buy. Find a cliff. And all right, I'm not going to finish that. No, I'm not going to finish that.
Have a nice day.
Yes. But no, I mean, seriously, like all these kids that get on and they talk trash or, you know, they brag because their Katie is this or they did this or they nated you or tubed you. Who cares, man? You know, back in the day, I may have cared about that stuff. I gamed a game. You know, I game because I love to be able to just it's like Halo said, for whether it's that 15 minutes, 4 hours, gaming takes you to another reality. It kind of gives you an escape away from the reality of the real world, all the negativity, the drama, everything else, the greed. You know, gaming really allows you to be able to just take a step away from reality and be able to kind of live out what you want. If somebody pisses you off in traffic, jump on GTA. Go in there and just wipe out people in traffic with a jet. I don't know, but at least that way you kind of get it out of your system rather than do something stupid, you know, physically to someone. You know, use gaming as a tool to be able to vent your frustration, to be able to slip away from a bad day. Don't use it to be a douchebag. I mean, really, like all these people who get on there and try to say, I'm going to hack your account now. Then do it. You know, I don't care because I have your gamer tag. You told me you were going to do it. I'm going to report you as soon as you say you're going to do it.
And then
I'm going to contact.
Whenever my account randomly comes,
right. Then I'm going to contact Microsoft support and report it to you and then go on their forums and report your gamer tag to let people know, watch out for this guy or girl.
Right.
So there's a lot of people out there that wouldn't go that far, but I do it. Because I'm a smart ass. Because, you know, people try to get one over on me. I'm going to make your life miserable to the point of where you're like, man, I really wish I wouldn't have messed with that guy. So there's other people out there that think the same way I do. Use gaming for a good thing. Don't ruin it by being a dick. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. So my point of the whole, did he really just say that? when you're gaming, don't be a dick. Point simple. So with that said, we've reached, it's the 10 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. The temperature is, no, I'm just joking. But no, I'm really looking, yeah, I'm really looking forward to your local on the 8th, right? But I'm really looking forward to the backwards compatibility for December. I'm really excited about that. As soon as we get January's information, I'll bring that to you as well. And, you know, or Brady will. I might put you on that, bud. I might put you on the backwards compatibility for the show, and we'll have like a segment just for you to just Brady's backwards Brady or something. I don't know. We'll come up with something cool. that makes you sound like you're like,
but, yeah.
I like riding my bike. Yeah. So, everybody, please, please, please enjoy the last couple hours of your Thanksgiving. Give thanks. I give thanks for family. I give thanks for love. I give thanks for peace. I give happiness for, you know, avoid negativity tomorrow at Black Friday. Please. I don't care if there's a console deal. I don't care if there's a game deal. There's great deals on games on Xbox Live Store. If you're looking for a console, go on Amazon.com. Go on one of those other sites. They're having really good deals on stuff from now and through Christmas. So don't get caught up because one store says Friday only, because it's not. You can find it on the internet for a lot cheaper than what they're offering. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
So just avoid the crowds on Black Friday. We need to try to put an end to this Black Friday crap because I don't like the name of it to begin with. I think it's kind of demoralizing, Black Friday. I don't know. It's almost like they wanted it to be a doomsday, you know? You couldn't give it any other color. You had to give it the darkest color known to man, like, to name the day for when people go out and act like maniacs. You know, they should have named it, like, Shiny Happy People Friday, you know, or something like that.
Shiny Happy People Friday. Big Bag of Deals Friday.
Big Bag of Deals Friday. There you go. We're going to give you a big bag of deals. Then you open up the bag and it's like a bunch of like automatic car dealers, you know, or something like that.
Yeah. Like...
It's a big bag of deals. But no. But for real, guys, I'm rambling. Avoid Black Friday, though, for real. Go online. Look, like I said, Xbox Live's got some great, great Black Friday deals you could just download right there from your console, right in the warmth of your home, in the comfort of your home as well, too. But just go on there and do it. Don't go out there to the store and try to get a game that's $10 cheaper. Who cares? Is it really worth fighting that dude? You know, I mean, come on. So, or chick, you never know. You might have a gamer chick that's going to throw down with you or a last copy of Titanfall 2. Who knows? But let her have it. Be a gentleman. Go, just leave the store. Go punch your dash and then say, I'm going to go order online. I'm going to listen to what Edge told me. So with that said,
don't have to worry about a disc.
Exactly. Then you can uninstall it and install it whenever you want to. You don't have to worry about getting up to put a disc in. See, we just helped you become that much more lazier. You're welcome, society. So, with that said, he is Brady, Mr. B-Rad. I am Edge, Mr. Chris. And you have been listening to the Generations of Gaming Video Game Talk Show. We'll be back next week. Brady, I'll let you have some last-minute words to everybody, and we will say good night.
Just everybody have a good rest of their Thanksgiving and stay inside tomorrow because it's pointless.
Yep.
Switch from Sony to Microsoft. Yeah, there we go.
And if you're a douchebag that likes to go online and just talk smack and team kill, that's for you.
Please.
So, yes. Yeah, we don't want to have any problems, so you don't want to get slapped in the face like that. So thank you very much, and have a great night, a very safe Thanksgiving, and a very, very safe holiday weekend. Good night, everybody.
Do you like metal? How about raw, intense, to the core metal? Then join me this month as I talk with Peter Pallas, guitarist and member of the New York independent band Anika. Visit us at LAEdgeWebRadio.com and on our social networks of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more information. LA Edge Web Radio, it's where it's at. Are you an up-and-coming local artist who performs your own original music and has a studio version of your original tracks? Then you could be the next featured local artist on our most popular show, Sounds of the Streets, the best in local music. Simply contact us through our website at LAEdgeWebRadio.com. That's LAEdgeWebRadio.com and under the Contact Us tab. Imagine the possibilities of being able to introduce new listeners to your talent and music. LA Edge Web Radio, it's where it's at.
Had a hard night gaming? Couldn't get past that level boss again? Experienced a glitch that has you stuck with an infinite loss for words? Then the Generations of Gaming video talk show is what you need to ease your frustration and give your brain a mental massage. Generations of Gaming covers all the gaming news of the Xbox world, and the boys will add their own unique flavor of humor in the process. So stop ending your night with frustration, and instead end it with a mental massage that will give you a happy ending. Tune in every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the LA Edge Web Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find more information on the LA Edge Web Radio website, as well as the LA Edge Web Radio Facebook and Twitter pages.
Generations of Gaming is part of the LA Edge Web Radio Network and is rated NC-17 for adult content and language. Generations of Gaming is not responsible for any listener who is under the NC-17 age rating, nor is responsible for what your mental massage may produce in the effects of morning wood or wet sheets.